What's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly, and today I wanted to talk about the one thing I know. And the one thing I know is Jesus lived a perfect life, died in your place, and not only did he die in your place, but God poured out his anger, his wrath for your sin, because God is a righteous judge. He has righteous anger about sin. So he poured out his anger onto Jesus, his wrath onto Jesus, and Jesus rose again, conquering sin and death on that cross. So Jesus lived that perfect life that you couldn't live. You know, he didn't sin at all. And it says, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But Jesus, and it says also, the wages of sin is death. So that means eternal death. So even if you sin one time, it says in James 2:10, for whosoever shall keep the whole law, but yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. So even if you sin one time, you're guilty of eternal death, which means eternal punishment, which means God's wrath, hell for eternity. But Jesus took that on himself and rose again, conquering sin and death. So, guys, that is what the one thing I know for sure. And if you ever, you know, feel like, you know, man, I've screwed up too much for God to love me or whatever, just look at the cross, look to Jesus and what he did for you, and just keep believing and keep repenting. So we have to trust in Jesus for eternal life, and we have to repent of our sins. And that's ongoing. That's an ongoing process as well. It's not just one time. It's an ongoing process. We have to keep repenting. But we're not saved by works. We're saved by grace through faith, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. So we're not saved because we're not saved by works. We're saved by his grace. So trust in Jesus and repent, and that's how you're going to be saved. So I really appreciate you listening. Be sure to subscribe for more episodes. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.